Welcome to the Pneuma Church podcast. Wherever you are in the world, we are so glad you've joined us. Our prayer is that this message from our visiting guest ministry will reveal more of who our Heavenly Father is as we all grow deeper in intimacy with Jesus. Enjoy the message.
Wow, what an awesome time of worship this morning. I was talking to Pastor JJ on Sunday when he rang me from Bangkok, and he was saying what an amazing worship team that you have. And I remember at conference last year, I said to JJ that there is a sound coming out of the east. So I want to declare this morning, and you know this, but there is a sound coming out of the east. It is the heartbeat of the Father. And I hear the Lord say that there'll be instrumental songs written where people will be able to experience the heartbeat of the Father. So I just want to release that over the team this morning that, yeah, God is gone before you and he's releasing. Wow. It'll be one of love and hope. One of love and hope, a heartbeat of love and hope. Thank you, Lord. I come this morning, I really want to, this actually came out of an encounter that I had with the Lord a few weeks ago. Interesting enough. First, I just want to say thank you, though, to Pastor JJ and Pastor Paulina for having me today. I love what they're stewarding here at the East. They are two people that just have their hands open to what God wants to do, and they allow him to just flow. And I really want to thank them this morning and honor them for what they're doing. It's amazing things I'm hearing, lots of testimonies. I hear that you've been having a healing series over the last few weeks, and lots of miracles and things have been breaking out. It's incredible. So I just want to, I've actually got a photo actually that I want to put up on the board. I want to talk about an encounter that I had a couple of weeks ago, and this word has come out of that encounter. This is, have you got Bukayo that I can put up there? He's coming up. So I was actually on my way to puppy school. Not sure how I got the job of obedience training of this puppy, but we're on our way there and we're about 15 to 20 minutes early. And I heard the Lord say, come sit with me. I'm like, okay, Lord, there he is. Don't be deceived by the cuteness. As you can see, he loves the word and he's already chewed the leather on my Bible. So that'll teach me for leaving it around. But in this 15 or 20 minutes that I sat with the Lord in the parking lot, I just felt to open up my heart. And it was like busy. It was really busy. And how do you, we know that when you decide to sit with the Lord and let him, you know, begin to speak to you, you become so distracted by so many things that are around you. Probably 50% of those things, yes, the Lord cares about, but probably the other 50% is like, that's not really on my heart right now. And this was a moment where I had that was, he began to draw me to look at several people in the dog park at that moment. And there was one particular woman that he had me look at, and he began to show me sections of her life. It was like a It was like a slide image of what she'd been through and the tough circumstances. And in that moment, I felt this sudden warmth fill my heart. I felt like this, I can't even describe it, to be honest, or articulate it, this love that just expanded all over my body from my head to my feet, and tears began to pour down my face. And in that moment, it was a personal reminder of knowing how much I was loved by the Father, but how much more did he love those people in the dog park, those people that he drew me to. And the word that he whispered before that, actually, this is what he said to me. He said, Kelly, how many people do I see that you walk past? Let me say that again. How many people do I see? And he sees all of us. He sees everybody. But the people that he's putting in my lens of any day, how many people do you see that I see that you walk past? I want to tell you this morning, with what I experienced in my heart, that was not a moment of shame. That was an invitation. That was an invitation for me to open up my eyes and see who is around me and who God's pointing for me to actually speak to, reach out to. And when the word Lord whispered to me, compassion. The word compassion that it is used in the Bible means to be moved inwardly, to yearn with tender mercy, affection, pity, and empathy. It refers to the deepest possible feelings. The phrase moved with compassion means to be moved in the inner organs. So compassion is sharing the feelings of others and possessing as a desire to help them in trouble. Instantly, the Lord begins to remind me of when we read the Gospels. They tell us that Jesus had great compassion for mankind. I want you to think about this for a moment. How could Jesus reach out to all the people that he did? How could he care about so many people with so many different problems? What motivated him? Think for a moment about who Jesus is. Can we just think about Jesus for a minute? Just think about who he is. In all of life's distractions, who is he to you this morning? He is God in the flesh. He is not encumbered with a fallen nature. He is not selfish. He is not self-centered. He transcends all the faults and flaws that mark humanity. Many people read the Old Testament and come away thinking that God is mean, wrathful, and harsh. Yet Jesus in the New Testament reveals the exact nature of God. John 1 verse 18 and John 14 verse 9 says he is holy, he is a consuming fire, he is a God of wrath and judgment, yet he is also a God of love, grace, mercy and compassion. I want to tell you, this is what's on my heart this morning. This is what I felt when JJ rang and he said, I want you to, talk about healing. We're ending our series. Compassion. I want to tell you how powerful that is in healing. We see the Savior who was moved deeply in, he was moved deeply in his inner being by the needs of those around him. If you want to open the Word with me, and we're going to turn to Matthew, and I'm just going to read Matthew 9, verse 18. It says, while he spoke these things to them, behold, a ruler came and worshipped him, saying, my daughter has just died, but come and lay your hands on her and she will live. So Jesus arose and followed him, and so did the disciples. And suddenly a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind and touched the hem of his garment. For she said to herself, if only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well. But Jesus turned around. And when he saw her, he said, be of good cheer, daughter. Your faith has made you well. And the woman was made well from that hour. When Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the flute players and the noisy crowd wailing, he said to them, make room, for the girl is not dead but sleeping. And they ridiculed him. But when the crowd was put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl arose. And the report of this went out into the land. I want to go down to 27. When Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying out, saying, Son of David, have mercy on us. Another word for mercy, have compassion on us. And when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said to them, do you believe that I am able to do this? They said to him, yes, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, let it be done to you. I want to jump down to verse 35, and it says, then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in the synagogues, preaching the gospel of every kingdom, healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion. Now, if we go back to these verses, verse 18, it says, but come. So he came. The woman that touched the hem of his garment, he actually turned around for. It says that he was moved with compassion. I know that the blind men, they wouldn't have been able to see him, but I bet you they could feel him. He either stopped, turned around, went in, came, took action because he was moved with compassion. I realized so profoundly in that car moment that in all of my unnecessary distractions, the Lord showed me just how powerful the sense of compassion is, and not to ignore the promptings of it. Compassion is such a powerful key that it releases the miracle working power. I believe the Lord is calling us not to keep walking by a person in need, but to turn and be distracted by the one that distracts him. Are we drawn to the one person that God would turn or move us towards in our day? You see, sometimes we're so distracted and so busy. Sometimes it can be fear or rejection, or maybe you think you're going to look silly if you reach out to people around us. We can also be so focused on ourselves that we have little or none awareness. You see, it's easy to be available and have no awareness. Or you can have awareness but actually no availability. You see, I'm so guilty of this. I'm talking to myself this morning. There have been so many times where the Lord has prompted me to do something and I've put it off. But I want to tell you this morning, it is so powerful. Last month in healing rooms, I'll share a story with you. We were getting ready to pack up. The team had already started to finish up their prayers with this lady, and we really had to get moving. Like, we had to get into the next session and things were moving. And I walked past this lady and I heard the Lord say to me, "Turn back." Oh, yep, and myself, I just kept walking forward like this. And I heard him say, "Turn back." So I turned back and I went up to this woman that was standing there, and I just asked if I could put my hand on her shoulder. And as I put my hand on her shoulder, I felt the compassion of the Lord come upon her. And she begins to weep. And as she's weeping, I just say to her, "You know, the Lord sees your son and he's healing him right now." I didn't know anything. I was just being obedient to the Lord, turned around, and I said, "God sees your son." I want to tell you this morning that when she left, I actually saw her last Sunday. She doesn't normally come to Newmar, but she came back and she remembered my name and she said, "Kelly, I need to tell you something." And I said, "Okay, I'm sorry, I can't remember your name." But she came up to me and she began to tell me about her son. When she walked through the door at home, you see, the Lord had given her an encounter of compassion in that moment. And when she walked through the door of her house, she met with her son, who began to weep. He began to weep. He began to cry and cry and cry. And in that moment, that son had an encounter with the Lord, and it came out of an encounter of compassion and the prompting of the Lord. Can you see what I'm saying here this morning, church? It is so important that we stop for the one. If we're prompted to move for the one, can we reach out? I want to tell you this morning, he was healed of every addiction of substance, gone in the name of Jesus. Every organ that drug had affected, he was totally healed. Totally healed. Even the skin on his body that had been affected was totally healed. There is power in the name of Jesus. Whew, I could, Jesus, come on. You know, sometimes we don't fully recognize that what God wants to do through us. And can I tell you right now that he wants to work through you to release his miracle working power. He doesn't leave it to maybe someone who's got the platform for a moment or someone on the worship team. He's looking at you right now. He's wanting to work through you right now. Can I encourage us this morning? Let's recognize that God wants to put the ability to understand this compassion and how it works in our lives. You see, I say this quite often to the students, obviously at School of Prophets and just people in my world, and I say to them, and I want to say to you today, the narrative of your circumstance, whatever you are going through right now, the narrative of your circumstances does not speak louder than the scriptures. The word of God is alive and powerful. I want to tell you, my life was healed out of an encounter of compassion with the Lord. I was totally healed of trauma many years ago, just through the compassion of the Father. The love of the Father that touched my life in a moment, changed me and set me free. It is alive and powerful. Whew. And I share with them how important it is, like I said, to stop, turn around, go in, move, take action when the Lord prompts us of compassion and the Father's love, even the ones in our world that we find difficult. I'm going to tell you, I've got people in my world that I find difficult to love sometimes, and I'm sure we all do. But are we role modeling Christ to them? What are we saying about them? What are our words saying about them? Are we role modeling God's heart to them? It's so prevalent right now in the world that we don't have a heart void of compassion towards others. We have a dad that is asking us to reach out. He can love and heal hearts back to life. Our dad is loving hearts back to life. There are many people here today that are going through so much stuff. I declare over you that the Father is loving you deeply in your heart this morning as you hear this word. I strongly sense the Lord wanting to stir up the compassion within us right now. My favorite part about the week is getting up in the morning and saying to the Lord, okay, Lord, which cafe are we going to today? Who do you want me to meet with? You know, who's the person that you're highlighting to me today? And I just walked out of a cafe. I'll share another story. I love to share stories because it's God's stories. So we're in a cafe and I came out and I was just thought, oh, I'm just going to go and grab a few things at Woolworth. I always say Safeway, but my husband corrects me and says it's Woolworths. So we go and I'm walking down the aisle and I bump into this lady that I used to work with many years ago. And some of you would have heard this testimony at City a few weeks back, but I really feel that this is a moment of compassion where the Lord stepped in. And she ran up to me and she goes, oh, Kelly, oh. She goes, you know a God. You pray to this God. I don't know him, but you pray to this God and I need help. I'm like, wow, isn't it interesting? They'll know who to come to when they need help. So in that moment, she begins to tell me that her daughter is 22 weeks pregnant and they were trying to stop the labour of this baby because it was obviously 22 weeks and is too early. And, you know, statistics will say that a baby at that age, there is no chance of survival. So we're in and I said, oh, okay, well, let's pray. As I begin to grab the hands of the father and the father begins to bawl in the middle of the supermarket and we begin to pray that this baby will live and not die. That night I get a phone call and she had gone into labour. And I'm like, God. She goes into labour and I want to tell you, this woman, she already had two stillborn babies at 22 weeks. She's like, God, not again. I can't do this again. 22 weeks, they'd both passed away. I want to tell you this morning, I want to put up, this is the power of compassion, the heart of a mother, the heart of this mother to reach out. I want to tell you, she was anti-God. She used to criticize me in the workplace because I believed in God. But I want to tell you, when the compassion of the Lord hits somebody, they know who to turn to and the Father turns to them. So I want to put this family up. I asked for permission today and they are so thankful to the Lord and people for praying. And as a healing rooms team, we prayed. And it was actually Kim here in the front that had a vision of this little girl. This is Rachel and Daz and their little girl, Matilda. And, yeah, Kim had this vision and she began to release this vision over this baby in the healing rooms. Compassion hit the room, the Lord's compassion. This is her now, if you want to show the next one. And this isn't the recent one, but she is off everything. She is thriving. The Lord healed everything that she needed. He's done everything that she needs. She's breathing on her own. Power of compassion. A mother's heart. See, if we go back to the son, the mother's heart of compassion that the Lord had given her in an encounter was released and a miracle happened. This is a miracle. Doctors told her this baby would die, but I tell you what, that's not God's report. She is living. Lord, open our hearts to the people we need to love. Let us be so aware, Father, in our hearts right now. I really hope this word is just, whew. Lord, release the compassion in this place right now. It says that he had this deep inward movement of compassion, as we read before in the Gospels, as we read in Matthew 9:36. When Jesus walked the earth, he saw the multitudes, and the Bible says that he was moved with compassion. He was so aware of the needs. It says that he had this deep inward movement of compassion. He was moved by what he saw. You see, to move means to go in a specific direction or manner, even change position. You may have to run towards, shift. Push towards a maneuver, make a modification in your day, a step towards or to act. In Matthew 9:27, I was reminded of the story, like I said before, you know, that the blind men, they didn't see him, but they could feel him. I feel the Lord here this morning. There are needs here this morning. The Lord is here. His compassion is here for you this morning. He fed the multitudes and healed the sick through moments of compassion. He didn't just feel sorry for them and keep walking. He did what was necessary to make them whole. Like with the woman, he turned around like I said, I just want to be honest, sometimes I don't turn around. Sometimes we don't turn around. And the Lord isn't shaming us for that. It's an invitation. I'm praying today that this is an invitation to move when the Lord says move. Push towards when the Lord says push towards. You know, the Bible says to earnestly seek the gifts to help someone. In Corinthians 1, verse 14, verse 1. And I do this. We all do this. It says to earnestly seek the gifts. But the additional prayer that I add to that every morning is, Lord, give me the compassion that you have for people. You see, people are in desperate need of a healing, miracle, some kind of breakthrough in their life. And God wants you to be the hands and feet of someone's miracle. There are two great commandments. The first one is to love God and love your neighbor as yourself. Compassion is considered an act of love. It involves a motivation to reduce suffering. It's love in action. I just want to take a moment. Maybe you've thought about someone today whilst I've been speaking. God wants you to act on that compassion. Is there someone now that just comes to mind that, you know, maybe you've possibly even avoided? Let's recognize that God is saying, reach out, reach out. You'll never know the impact of a simple text, phone call. We know this, but God's heart today is to remind us of this. There was this young girl at Numa City a few months back, and obviously, I won't talk names, but I just met her very briefly, shook her hand, hey, going, and she had, and then I didn't see her after that. But I was in the kitchen one night, it was probably a couple of months later, I was in the kitchen and I was just cooking, and I happened to see her face in front of me. Now, in that moment, I could have ignored it, or I could have reached out. The only thing in that moment is to reach out. I actually didn't have a phone number, I didn't know who she was, I didn't have a name, but I tell you, God had her name. God knows how to get her phone number. And when he put her on my heart, it was time to move. In that moment that the text came through, and I just told her how much the Lord loved her. In that moment, that moment of compassion as she read the text came over her, and where she was about to commit suicide and end her life, that moment hit her. The Lord's love hit her, his compassion hit her, and she didn't go ahead with it. Yeah, one moment can change a life. One moment. One moment by the hand of God in a moment of compassion or however he wants to use you can change the life of somebody, can transform their heart. You should see her now. Wow. God's using her. Yeah. Like I said, my prayer today is, God, open the heart of compassion. Let me see hurting people around me. I may have to stop, like I said, turn around. But I know that when I step out in obedience, I become the vessel of someone's miracle. He releases the power of compassion so that others may be healed. I know I need this to help me grow in this. The Lord needs to grow me in this. There's been many times where I haven't listened. In truth, compassion is a desire to be Christ-like to someone else. How much do we reflect Christ-like right now? If we look at ourselves, how much do we reflect Christ? We know that faith is the currency of heaven, but compassion ignites the power of God to flow through you. Lazarus was, when he was dead, didn't have faith to be healed, but Jesus had compassion and love for his friend and believed in his heavenly Father, and a miracle was released. It says in Psalm 147, verse 3, he heals the brokenhearted and he binds up their wounds. This shows me he cares about people. He cares about you. Worship team, if you want to come up. I don't want to talk for too long. I feel like the Lord wants to do something in the hearts of everyone here in regards to compassion. A I'm going to ask the team to come up. You guys know who you are. We've got some of the Healing Rooms team here. Are you feeling bruised this morning? This is what I felt the Lord say. Are you feeling bruised this morning? Do you need the Father's love and compassion to embrace you this morning? I want to invite anyone this morning that wants to come and receive prayer for a greater depth of compassion to operate in their lives. If this has been speaking to you and you know that you need to reach out, maybe it's somebody that you find hard to love and the Lord's speaking to you and He's prompting your heart right now. I want you to come. I want you to feel what God feels for that person. See, the Lord knows your pain. He knows your symptoms. If you are here and you need healing in your body, the compassion of the Lord is here to heal. Some of you have been given diagnosis. It's not the Lord's diagnosis. Come. The Lord wants to meet with you today. He's right here. He's turned towards you like the blind man standing right with you. Tell Him what you need. Call out. There is power in the name of Jesus. The compassion of the Lord is in this place. Maybe your heart needs an awakening of compassion. Miracles are breaking out right now. Right where you're sitting, the Lord is healing people right now. There are miracles breaking out. I feel the heart of compassion for people in this room. You don't need to live how some of you have lived. Oh, God, give us a heart of compassion. Thank you, Lord. There was a couple of things that the Lord highlighted to me, and I wasn't sure which service, and I believe there's people in both services. This isn't a word that I even know or heard, but He said to me, lymphatic system. There is someone here. Actually, I just heard Him say there's more than one. Lymphatic system. It's to do with the immune system. It's to do with like an autoimmune or immunity. If you have an issue in your body with your immune system, the Lord wants to heal you this morning. The other one was cartilage. Cartilage between joints, knees, shoulder. If you have an issue with cartilage, I want you to come. I want you to come and get ministered to by the team. If you have fear, if you have fear attached to sickness or disease, if there is a fear, yeah, this is a phrase I just heard. The Lord wants you to come if this is a phrase that you just said. Oh, this is just my life. My mother had it. My father had it. Oh, I want to tell you this morning, you're not going to have it because the Lord is going to heal you of that this morning. That condition is leaving right now. If you don't want to come forward, I'm just going to declare over you that that healing power of the Lord is going to touch you right where you are right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, I ask for that lymphatic system right now to come into order, Father, to come into order. That autoimmune disease, Father, Lord, is not your diagnosis. That people are being healed right now of that. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Feel on the Lord's heart right now that post-traumatic stress disorder. Thank you, God. Yeah. Compassion is flowing in this room. Thank you, Father. Release your compassion, God. Post-traumatic stress disorder. the Lord is healing somebody right now of that condition. You do not have to live with that. The Lord is healing trauma in this room right now. Reach out. If you don't want to come to the front, that is fine. The Lord doesn't need you to walk down here. But He knows where you are. He knows your name. There is a miracle in this room with your name on it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Where's Priscilla? Who's Priscilla? Thank you, Lord. Can you come up here, Lord? Thank you, Lord. Ooh, just sense the Lord. Ooh, for Priscilla right now. Wow, she carries a heart of compassion, and I just want her to pray right now, pray over people here, just for that heart of compassion. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. How many of us needed to hear that word today? I receive it for myself. The Lord's been speaking to me out of Psalm 100, and it says, "Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture." Psalm 23 says that He makes us lie down in green pastures, and that that He gives us what we need. And as Jerry said earlier, those who seek God lack no good thing. And so when I think of the pasture we're invited to feast off of, there is no lack of what we can feed off of. And as your people, God, I just pray, Lord, that we would come and we would feed off of the fullness of who You are. In Your pasture, there is fullness of faithfulness, there is fullness of mercy, there is fullness of compassion. And so, Father, as we come before You, we ask that You would transform our hearts from the inside out, that we would be able to minister to people out of compassion, not out of obligation, God, but out of a reality that we live, that we know that we are known by You and loved by You, God. Empower us to be like the Good Samaritan who will stop for the one. God, I pray, Lord, that You would change our perspective from inward to outward. We have the goodness of the gospel, the power of the gospel that's within us, God. Let us not hold it to ourselves, but let us be people of light that You would just transform our eyes to see, as Kelly said today, see the ones that are on Your heart. Father, I pray that we would be attentive to Your Spirit each and every day. Just as Kelly said, God, that we would awaken and say, Lord, who is on Your heart today? And Father, I just pray, Lord, that we would do it out of the overflow, out of the realization of who we are in Christ Jesus, God. Fill our hearts, transform the places in our hearts that have grown callous or complacent, God. I thank You, Lord. I just want to speak to just any unworthiness in the room, Father. I thank You, Lord, that because of what You've done on the cross, we can come boldly to the throne of our Heavenly Father. And it gives You good pleasure to give us the kingdom, God. And so I just pray over anything that's actually inhibiting us to come before You, Jesus. Any feelings of unworthiness, I thank You that right now as I'm praying, Lord, that those feelings of unworthiness are leaving the room. That every knee shall bow to the name of Jesus. That there is no shame and condemnation for those who are in You, Jesus. But that this is an invitation to know You more and to know Your compassion and to receive it for ourselves so that we could give it to others, God. And so I just release that over this room. I release that over every person who's not been able to feel it for themselves. I pray that You would open your heart and receive the tenderness of the Lord over every callous place. And Father, that we would leave this room today changed, that it would not just be another message, but that we would actually walk out of this room and be able to minister to others, Jesus. But only before we allow You to minister to us first, Father. Let us not minister out of an empty cup, God. Thank You, Jesus. We love You, Lord.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. Now, we realize that not everyone has had the opportunity to respond to the good news of the gospel. And for this reason, in all of our services and platforms, we want to extend to you the opportunity to follow Jesus. The Bible teaches us that we have been created for a relationship with God. However, sin, which is essentially disobedience, independence, and disbelief, or us simply missing the mark, entered the world and separated us from God. Romans chapter 6 verse 23 says that the wages of sin is death. And a debt was owed, and the Bible tells us that he, Jesus, demonstrated his love for us, that while we were still sinners, he died for us. Jesus paid the penalty for our sin. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." God so loved the world that he gave us Jesus, that whoever believes in him will be saved. All that is required of anyone is that they believe in Jesus, the Son of God, who came, lived, died, and rose again so that we could be forgiven, made right, and given the right to become children of God and to have life forevermore with him. Today, you can begin a relationship with Jesus. To believe in him is to simply to respond with faith in our hearts and confess with our mouths that he is Lord. And we do that through a simple prayer. Follow along with me. Dear Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I thank you that you love me and came to forgive me of my sin. I repent from my old way of life and I turn to follow you. I receive the free gift of eternal life and I ask that you fill me with the Holy Spirit so that I can live a life of following after you. I thank you that I am born again as a child of God and that I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. If you prayed this prayer for the first time, we would love to connect with you and connect you to your next step and the local church in your area. You can contact us on our website at newmar.church. Thanks for listening.